From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. With some of your letters, last week, Nat Ervin offered a commentary about the Harvey Milk School's opening of a new branch solely for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered, or GLBT, students. From Sandy Bowers in Kent, Ohio, I had to write after hearing commentator Nat Ervin state that he thought segregating GLBT students was the wrong thing to do. What he fails to understand is that for most of these youth, the choice is not simply one of one school versus another. There is still widespread discrimination and violence in schools against GLBT students. These acts are frequently either ignored or tacitly permitted by the teachers and administrators. If these students were not given the opportunity to continue their education in a safe school, many of them would simply quit school rather than deal with daily torment. Pamela Vesselind of Durham, North Carolina, had a different perspective. In this age of pushy political correctness, I found Nat Ervin's commentary refreshing and logical, she writes. This white, straight woman is a better person for having attended public schools with students from all economic, ethnic, and social backgrounds. The fact is that we are what we know, and if we don't enjoy the benefits of getting to know those who are different from us, we cannot appreciate what diversity has to offer. What could be more correct than that? 25 years after his death, Keith Moon, drummer for the famed rock band The Who, is still a controversial figure. George Eaton of Taos, New Mexico, did not care for our remembrance last week. He writes, "Such reports serve to glorify imbecility and self-destructiveness from the past and to encourage the rap artists of today who are busily engaged in the same behavior. They also take up precious airtime that ought to be used for worthwhile topics. Please, NPR, elevate us. Don't debate us. There's enough of that around already." However, Gary Bush in Columbus, Ohio, wrote a touching letter. "I'm old enough to remember when The Who's music first arrived on these shores, and in fact, it was Keith's drumming which inspired this 10-year-old kid to take up the drums. Many years later, I still have those drums. Much of the rest of the day following your piece found me in the attic, stereo cranked, trying to keep up with Mooney on various Who tracks. And if he happened to be listening somewhere from the great beyond, I only hope he took my meager attempts in the vein that they were played with respect, appreciation, and thanks." Finally, a correction. We said that Keith Moon and the band toured behind their 1978 album, Who Are You? They did not. According to Moon biographer Tony Fletcher, after the album's release, The Who only played one show before Moon died on September 7, 1978. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's WESUN@npr.org.